So Allah shuts them up. And you know what? Their body parts began to talk. The ones who committed sin. They saw their body parts. Why? Do you witness against us? They say, Antaqan Allah. Allah made us. Antaqan Allah. The one who makes everything talk. The one who made your mouth talk is the one who's going to make your body part talk and confess the sin. Antaqan Allah الذي أنطق كل شيء. And then you go. If you're good, you come back with your book in your right hand. Come back. Happy. To your family. Proud. Look. Just like when you get a degree here. When you get a 4.0 or 3.9. Look. Look what I got. That's how it is with that degree. Look what I got. But if you come with your book behind your back, hiding it. You don't want no one to see it. Or you come with your book in your left hand and behind your back, you go back. Now it's time to tell your family farewell. Time for separation. You go to your mother. Your mother? Whose mother wouldn't give her heart in this life? Whose mother wouldn't give her blood and life for her son this life? Which father wouldn't give all he can in this life for his children? Which mercy that Allah put in the parents and in the children for the parents? You go to him. Oh my father, I need one day to pick my scale. Your father will run away from you. Your mother runs away from you. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. You run away from your brother, your mother and your father, and they run away from you. You won't give them no sin. You won't give them no deed. But you know what? You're going to give your deeds to someone. For sure. You know who that person is? The one you vex. He's going to strip you of your deeds. The one you mock and talk about. The one you talk about, the one you mock, he comes and takes all your deeds. One after the other. One after the other. You did a lot, talked about a lot. All of them come. Imagine that. Then you run out of deeds. Then they take from their sin and place it upon you. And that terror of the moment, you're thirsty. You want a drop of water. Your throat is killing you. You want a drink. Over there, you see the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the house. Surrounded by the house. You know who is surrounded by? Abu Bakr. And Umar. And Uthman. And every one of these Sahaba has his crew. Because if you love them, you're going to be with them. If you hate them, if you curse them, if you don't like them, if you don't defend them when you hear the companion cursing, you're not going to be with them. You could say, I love Abu Bakr and talk, and I love Abu Umar, Uthman. But then you see those companion curses. You know there's people who hate the Sahaba? You know who there's people who talk about the honor of the Sahaba? You know there's people who still till today, masjid, talk about his honor? You know them? You say, I love them? You say, I love the Sahaba? Got to defend them. Love isn't mere talk. Love is not mere talk. Love is when you hear Aisha's honor degraded, your heart melts for Aisha's honor. The wife of the Prophet, your mother, she's not your mother, don't worry about it. Only the mother of true believers. وَأَزْوَاجُهُ أُمَّهَاتُكُمْ. His wife are your mother. Those are honor in your you gotta protect. If I were to talk about the honor of one brother, just talk about this sister or something, he would go in a rage. And this person I'm going to kill. And I want revenge. But Aisha, she gets degraded. Abu Bakr, Umar, you know Umar? I was fishing in a book. I pulled out a book the other day about a deviant sex. Wallahi, they said Umar has a disease where he needs to be anally penetrated because he was a homosexual. Wallah, it's in a book that's 300 years old. We have that book today. We have it today, Aisha. What's my position? This is what they say about Umar. You love them? Look at Thawban radiallahu anhu. Thawban fell ill one time, radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, where's Thawban? That he's ill. He said, he's ill. Let's go visit him. He went to Thawban. What's wrong with you, ya Thawban? He said, oh Prophet of Allah, I'm sick. You know what caused Thawban to be sick? He's in love. He's in love with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. True love. He wasn't in love with an actor or actress or a girlfriend or distressed about it. Today, there's brothers, we know brothers fall down and distressed and they take lithium and pour there when their girlfriend breaks up with them because they love their girlfriend. But this man was distressed over the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Oh Prophet of Allah, I love you." And you know what? I thought in my mind that if I enter hell, which is probable, I will not see you. You're in heaven. And if I enter heaven, you're in the Firdaus al-A'la, and I'm down there. How can I see you? So I felt, that's the love. Love. That you love. The one your heart sinks for. When you hear their honor degraded, you stick up for them. If you don't stick up for them, Allah is going to put you in a time where you desperately need Allah. According to the authentic hadith, when you need Allah most desperately, He's going to let you down. Because you let the honor of a Muslim down, let alone the honor of the Sahaba. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, "Ya Thawban, abshir." Good news, Ya Thawban. What's the good news? Al-mar'u yuhsharu ma'a man ahab. You'll be stuck on the judgment day with who you love. You love Abu Bakr? When you get thirsty, you need a drop of water. If you love Abu Bakr, you're going to be with his gang over there next to the house. You love Umar? You'll be next to Umar. Uthman, Aisha, Talha, Zubayr, the heroic men who carried this religion onto us. You love them? You're going to be with them over there by the house when everyone is begging to go over there. You know they're from this Ummah, the Islamic Ummah, Muslims, who will start running to the house thinking they love the Sahaba. The angels in their sack. Get back. Get back. The Prophet said, "This is my Ummah. My Ummah." He said, the angels tell the Prophet Muhammad, what does it mean, my Ummah? Meaning, they claim to be Muslim. Brand under Islam. But they're not Muslim. They're not Muslim. He said, they run. And the angels intercept them. The Prophet said, allow my Ummah to come through. The merciful man. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that day is similar to the mother of a bride on her wedding day. You know how a mother on her daughter's wedding is? She runs from left to right. Prepare, get everything ready. And that's how your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. That merciful man doesn't want to see no one punished. She's running from the house to the sirat, to the balance, to everywhere, trying to get his people shafa'a so they will not enter heaven. Anas ibn Malik asked the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Oh Prophet of Allah on the judgment day, where are you going to be so I can see you?" See, this life, the life after, was a reality to them. Look at this question. Well, we don't even think about that. We don't even think about the life after, let alone look at Anas. Where will you be? I want to know exactly where you're going to be so I can find you. He said, "You'll find me by the house." He said, "What if you're not?" Look at the concern, worry. What if you're not by the house? He said, "You'll find me by the balance." That's where Allah balances your sins and your deeds before you take your book. A true, literal balance. Allah a'lam how it's like, but it's a true balance. He said, what if you're not here? He said, "Then you will find me by the sirat." That's when, you know what the sirat is? A bridge. But this bridge is special. This bridge is thinner than a hair and sharper than a knife. You have to walk on it. You know where that bridge is over? Hell. وَإِن مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَاحِدُهَا. Every one of you is going to enter that. Enter hell. This is what the verse means. You got to enter hell. Some will go left with you. Some will go running. Some will go jogging. Some will go crawling. Some will go with chains. And some will be tipping over, about to fall almost. Maybe four, maybe not. And then there will be on the left and right side claws, literal claws to take the person. And if you fall, you're in a bad place. And then you're either in hell, you pass to heaven, or you're either in hell. And the messengers on that day, all they can say, the messengers, not the Sahaba, not the normal people, Allahumma sallam, Allahumma sallam. Oh Allah, peace. Oh Allah, peace on these people. Oh Allah, mercy on these people. Then everyone is either in hell or heaven. The people who are people of La ilaha illallah and pray, keep that in mind. Because if you don't pray, you're not a Muslim. You're not a Muslim. You gotta keep the La ilaha illallah in your mind and pray. Then Allah will take them. They may be punished for some certain sin if their balance is over. And then they will be taken to heaven. And that's when the last person gets out of hell, who is a person who prays and is a Muslim, gets out Kafir. See, don't listen to the modernists. The modernists today can tell you, the Kafir, we don't know if he's going to heaven or hell. We really can't call him Kafir. This is modernist. This is deviance and aqidah. Aqidah. This is La ilaha illallah. The third thing that negates your Islam, read the books of aqidah. The third thing that negates your Islam, is if you don't know who the Kafir, if you don't consider the Kafir a Kafir. Mellow. You know, our brothers, interfaith, we need to get along together. This is all against Islam. Islam built a tradition of independence. We don't oppress. We're not oppressors. We're merciful. However, Islam is independent. Be different from the Jews and Christians and pray with your shoes on. Be different from the Jews and Christians, and he transferred the Kaaba. The Kaaba. We used to pray to the Aqsa before the Kaaba. You know why? It changed from the Aqsa to the Kaaba. What? Why did it change? The Prophet used to look to the sky and cry. قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. We see you how you stare in the sky and cry. What a different Qibla. Why? Because him and the Jews face the same area. It's not okay with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. We're going to give you a Qibla that you like. Be different from the Jews and Christians and fast the day before or after Ashura. Be different from the Jews, tens of hadith. Today, we got a bunch of hypocrites who say, Prophet of Allah, you're mistaken. You're methodology. You know, the last thing, one of the last things the Prophet ﷺ did, the Jews used to abandon their wives when they're on their period. Don't go in the same room, don't even go in the same house. The Christians used to, they don't care. She's on her red monthly period or not, they don't care. Islam came in the middle. Allah stopped, permitted stuff. When a Jew heard this, they said, Muhammad has not left nothing in his religion similar to us. He changed everything. A Jew knew our religion more than we know it today. Today, a bunch of people say, you know, we gotta look for commonalities with religion. And we gotta make the commonalities bigger and eliminate the difference. What are they basically telling the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? You don't know what you're doing. You built a tradition different from the Jews and Christians. We're here to build a tradition to unite the Jews and the Christians with us. We're not saying to oppress them. When they live under the Islamic rule, I tell you this from history and from the Quran and the Sunnah, Jews and Christians never seen the justice they did unless they were living under Muslim rule. How many countries read in history, how many countries we, the Muslims, invaded to liberate the Jews? The Jews were slaves. We, the Muslims, liberated them. We're not oppressors, but our religion is independent. How many times did we liberate the Christians from oppression that happened to them? You forgot what the Crusaders did to us? 70,000 they killed in Syria in one day. One day, the old Crusaders. And Crusaders continue. You know, there's always those Crusaders in Ahzab. When the Prophet ﷺ, there was a coalition against the Prophet ﷺ. It was the coalition of the Crusaders. There's coalitions now against Islam. So it's nothing new. But we must stick to the Quran and the Sunnah and watch for that day. The fear of it will make the woman who's pregnant lose her baby. Will make a person as though he's drunk. Drunk. The last person, but he's not, it's not from his drunk. It's because the punishment of Allah severe. You know the last person to get out from hell to heaven? The Prophet will tell him, go to heaven. The last person, this is the last person. He will say, oh Allah, heaven is full. Allah will make it as though it's full for him. So he'll go back, form of conversion with him and Allah. He will say, go back to Allah to show us how much the last person gets in heaven for you is 10 times the globe you were living on. And what's in it? This globe. And what's in it? 10 times and more. Luxury and love and wealth and everything is for the last person who cried and shed tears on your head, on your soul. Hell, if a stone were to be thrown from the top to the bottom, it's 70 years of Allah's years. Of Allah's years. In one of Allah's days is equal to 1,000. وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ أَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. One of Allah's years, one of Allah's days is like 1,000 of Allah's years. When you throw a stone to reach the bottom of hell, 70 years. The length of the shoulders from one end to another for one person who's in hell is 3 days long. On a man who rides the horse very fast. You know what? To withstand the punishment. كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا. Every time they go near hell, just near hell, their skin from their face falls out. Their skin, when they're thrown in hell, falls out. Allah replaces it with more skin so they can taste the punishment. كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا. لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ. So they can taste the punishment. Maybe another time, inshallah, we'll continue about heaven and hell if we were given the chance. جزاكم الله خير for attending, and جزاكم الله خير the brothers who organized this. بارك الله فيكم. If there's any questions?
Brothers, if there's any questions, you can go ask Chip. But there's also some food that we have. We ask that you guys please take it because it's extras and that's about it. If you guys can also, we have a donation box. If you guys can give something to help us to make events like this more often, we'd be appreciated.
My question is about the tawbah itself. Give everything for it. So the woman that had me, for example, that she got the
who made the tawbah will be forgiven, inshallah.